Why don't we sing together while we're waiting for some of the others to come? Page 358. Take my life and let it be. In our brown hymnal, Hymns of Glorious Praise, let's sing 358 together. Take my life and let it be. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing first verse, 358. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my limits and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you. Lord, we believe. We pray that we believe that you're come. Lord, come. Lord, come to each one of us. Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Lord, last night we saw that the way to overcome, to live the victorious Christian life, is through you, by seeking you, by having you come in all of your fullness and just take possession of these earthen vessels. And Lord, here this morning, we've sung, take our lives, Lord. Take our bodies, our feet, our silver, our will, everything about us, Lord. We give it all to you. Take our moments this day, Lord. May it all revolve around you. May you be at the center of everything that we are, everything that we say, everything that we do, our attitudes, everything, Lord. We want you to be at the center. We want your will. We want you to rule and reign in our lives. We desire you. May we desire nothing more than you. Lord, you said those who are pure in heart, those who have a singleness of purpose, Lord, they shall see God. We know that as we desire Jesus, Lord, that we shall have you. And we pray this morning, Lord, even though we're here this short time, we pray that you will work in our hearts, Lord, and minister to each one. Minister to the boys and the girls, Lord, in the cottage, in the village, as they're in their morning worships just now. We pray that the presence of God, the Spirit of God, will move upon each heart, Lord, from the counselors down to the youngest. We pray, Lord, that you will open their ears of their understanding, open their eyes, open their hearts and their minds, so that they might hear and receive all that you have for them. And we believe that you are going to work, and we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I had to come running out. I wasn't even completely ready for the day. I just still had kind of my little workout stuff. I was doing some exercises trying to get, and I was waiting for my coffee, Brother Jim.
Yeah, I can do without the cup part.
I know, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I just looked, I saw, I like that. It's good. But I had to come running out and see Brother Tom and Brother Stefan, because as you know, sort of from this other side here, I have to kind of pay attention, listening for the trumpets and all. Then, of course, my rest of my family arrived, so my daughter came running over, and you know, so the kids were running around. And as I was listening, all of a sudden I heard the trumpets, of course, called unto holiness, like we hear every morning. And then I always waited to hear what the next song was going to be. And again, come on, Sister Marie, good to see you. Yo, come on. We can be informal here. We can be formal, we can be informal, right? Well, it's good to see. I'm so glad you made it. So I listened, and all of a sudden they started to play the second song. And I just went like, man, can you believe this? I came running out. I said, Brother Tom, you're not going to believe this. Once again, he goes, no, I didn't plan this. The Lord just put it on my heart. And I didn't know what theme we were going to take this morning. I really didn't even know last night after church. I sat down with my notes and said, okay, Lord, what do you think now? I know I really beat them down last night. I said, that was a long, big topic, and they were patient and all, and some were patient, some were not. So I said, well, you know, something a little shorter this morning, Lord, but still, you know, what do you think? And just as I went through, just the Lord seemed to just settle my heart on one of the themes. And then, of course, for tonight, our plan tonight is to have a bonfire. So if you can make it, I know, Brother Paul, that's sort of the tradition on Thursday, and that's fine with me. That's a good tradition. My kids and Gregory and Alexander, if they can stay awake, will love it. And make some s'mores and all. And, of course, have just a little Bible study. Tonight we're going to talk about the rainbow, which, of course, would be very fitting when we're sitting outside watching God's beautiful sunset and all. But when I saw this morning, I said, okay, that's it. And then the trumpets started to play. And here's what they played. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. And I went, wow. Okay, Lord, confirmation. Confirmation. Because this morning I want to just for a few minutes and a little bit talk about the bride, the Lamb's wife. Which, of course, when he says, come, I want to show you the Lamb, the bride's wife, the Lamb's wife, the bride. What comes down? The city. The New Jerusalem, Zion, city of our God. And so we're going to look at that for just a few moments this morning. I promise we'll keep it short. But how about if we sing a verse or two of that song? Maybe even all the verses. 165 in our brown hymnal. And if anyone has a testimony, a word of encouragement, a prayer request, please feel free. I know you get tired of hearing my voice. Well, trust me, I get tired of hearing my own voice. But I love to hear something from you. Let's worship the Lord. Let's feel free, and then we'll look into God's word together. 165. Glorious things of thee are spoken. Those of us who are of German descent will recognize this tune. Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, huh? Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. Of living. waters springing from the eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows? Their thirst to assuage grace, which like the Lord, the giver, never fails from age to age. Round each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, form thee for his own abode. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just want to tell you, so many of these songs have stories to me. Of course, stories of how they were written. But, you know, if you've been following the Lord for a while, many of these songs come to have special place in your heart. And this one is right up there with some of the big ones. I told you a little bit about my sister, what happened to her some 30 years ago. She had that brain aneurysm the night before she was supposed to start her senior year in high school. Still, of course, as I said, suffering from the effects of it, but God saw fit to save her life. She really should not have survived. And we were actually told twice by doctors to start planning her funeral, that she would not survive. And we actually started talking about it. My parents and all, I was, you know, up in my 20s. It was the night before I was supposed to start my job as a teacher. I missed my first day because I was in ICU. I didn't even know who to call. So I called a friend of mine who was the football coach. It was one of the reasons why I got hired. I says, Skip, I told him where I was. I said, I don't even know who to call. He goes, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. But we started to talk about the service, what we would have, what we would do. And you know, we all agreed on one thing, that if we had a funeral service for her, we were going to sing this song. This was one of the songs that we were going to sing because of that phrase, well supply thy sons and daughters with all fear of want removed. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst to assuage? Grace, which like the Lord the giver, never fails from age to age. That I can never sing this song without thinking about that. And I too, I'm very blessed as we sing those phrases. And I wonder, just to maybe give you a little help, so as I said, you can hear each other's voices rather than just me. Is there a phrase of that song that strikes you? That song is just, is John Newton, you know, you remember him? John Newton, you know him? He's a kind of a famous hymn writer. Maybe you know his other song. You know which one I'm talking about? Amazing Grace. Plus a lot of others. He wrote hundreds of hymns. But I wonder if you want to look, 165, I'd love for everybody to just pick one phrase of that song. Or if you have something else, that's fine too. But let's encourage each other this morning for a few minutes. What strikes you? And you can take those I just mentioned. You don't have to give a big sermon about it. But just tell us, say, this blesses me. Or I want this. I want to claim this for my own life. What strikes you? Let's encourage each other. Come on, Sister Lori, you start us off.
I love this, who can faint while such a river. You know, it's like, why do we have to? It's like you were saying last night, there's no reason for us to fret or worry. But we do, and God knows that, and has proven a way, made a way But who can faint? And I'm going to try to remember that.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I like that line at the end of the song. He who formed thee for his own abode. Mm. To think that the Lord wants to be in us.
Yes.
And abide in us.
Yes.
It's way beyond what I can really understand.
Mm. Amen.
I think what's standing out to me is he whose word cannot be broken. Mm. Form thee for his very own. And as we read all those laws, all those commandments, to realize that they're all based in love and what he really has formed us for. Just, his word cannot be broken.
Mm. Very good.
Sister Elsie shot me down. I was going to bring out that the last line is not in the original. The original is, it says, round each habitation hovering for cloud and fire appear, the image of the, they're traveling through the wilderness.
Yes.
For glory and the covering, showing that the Lord is near. Then the last two lines is, he who gives them daily manna, mm-hmm. He who listens when they cry, let him hear the loud hosannas rising to his throne on high. I just love that aspect of worshiping the Lord for his being so faithful to us. Let him hear those loud hosannas. But as I said, form him for his own abode is even better.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
What can shake thy sure repose? Mm. Knowing that in life trials come, things happen, personalities or our character kind of slip if we don't stay with the Lord, but that he's always there and he can help us to overcome.
With salvation's walls surrounded, mm-hmm. Thou mayest smile at all thy foes.
Hallelujah.
I realize we're in a warfare here, but we have the victory. The enemy is defeated. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Inspires me to march.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Are you German?
To leave.
Are you German? Okay. That, I am too. That's okay. That's a German too. That would get a good German right there.
Sam likes that same line that I liked. But which one was that? Read it. Okay.
All supply the sons and daughters, all fear of not
rule. Even if it was taken, you can read it again. That's okay. We're looking at 165, guys. We just sang that. Just some really good things in there.
That phrase, I don't know if somebody spoke about it because I don't hear anything. I'm sorry, but if you have, I'm going to say it anyway. Mm-hmm. That God's grace is so amazing. Mm-hmm. Like it says there, grace.
Like the Lord, the giver.
Never fails from day to day. God's grace is sufficient for every one of us. And I think so many times, dear Jesus, you help me to be more gracious.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I get disgusted with people. Do you ever get disgusted with people?
Oh,
But you know, God, grace, can give us a gracious spirit. So I can say, that's okay, God. I know you didn't mean to stomp on my foot on purpose. Or I know, friend, you didn't mean to be insulting. You were trying to be encouraging to an old lady. But you know, sometimes we lack that grace, but we don't need to. Because God's grace is sufficient, and He will give you grace. If you're a short-fused German, like I am, sometimes you think, why don't they stop that? Why do they do that? Father, give me more grace. I need much more grace. And you do too, to put up with me. I realize that. And I thank God that He will give you guys grace to put up with this old lady. I know I've chewed some of your heads right off and spit them out again. But I know that God wants to make me more like Jesus, who is sufficiently grace, full of grace and kindness and love and mercy to everyone.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that we can come to a temple and Jesus made without hands. We don't have to go, you know, like in the old days to Jerusalem and the temple.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, if we would wake up every day and sing this and march out of our house, I don't think we would need to fear or faint.
Amen.
This is great.
There's another battle song.
Yes, exactly.